So Matt, I'm going to tell you about my new work that I've been doing with an artist in Berlin. She's called Kirsten Hornite, and most people pronounce her name wrong, so that's why I said that in a very self-conscious way.
Hang on, let's start this again. So Ali, you were going to tell me about this work that you've been doing with an artist in Berlin.
Yeah.
What was her name?
Kirsten Hornite. And we're working with Loeb Gallery, that's London Berlin Art Kunst, that's what it's called. And so I was there for 5 weeks, and actually we started talking via Skype a year ago. It's in June 2010. And so we've had these Skype calls, and we've emailed each other web links and video, you know, kind of on YouTube. So we've been developing a shared aesthetic language. And then one day we were having this Skype conversation, and we decided that we were going to make a video for each other, like a kind of a gift for each other, to kind of start a shared aesthetic, you know, to start up doing work.
Like a conversation.
Yep, to start the conversation. So I went away and did me dancing to Lady Gaga, the song Born This Way, and I danced many times in different outfits over a week, and I cut them together so that you see kind of how performative I am, and it kind of depends on what I'm wearing. And Kirsten asked a couple of friends to tell her about a message to a stranger. And so one of them, you know, you hear a female voice talking about having hives, and you hear a male voice talking about having a stain on a front tooth. And Kirsten embodies these voices and kind of lip syncs them, speaking to camera. So we swap them, and then we respond to them. And the rule is you just respond to the video you get. And so we've now done 8 exchanges, and they're 2 conversations. So we call them video letters. And the first one is video letters body. That's the, well, there's no first and second, I don't mean that. There's no one or the other. One conversation is called video letters voice, and one is called, no, video letters voice, and then the other is video letters body. And what we do is we try to just do an idea, you know, in video. And I'm using my G9 to do mine, and I think she's using her video camera, but they're
sketchbooks. Oh, we got a G9.
Yeah, you know about my G9.
We'll talk about that later. Carry on.
Well, you know, I carry my G9 with me everywhere. My constant art-making device, like carrying a pencil with me.
Have you hacked it yet?
No.
Right, carry on.
Okay, fine. Okay, so, yeah, it's kind of really cool because it feels like a YouTube conversation. You know, the way in which you respond to something through the visual, and also that it's quick, you know, and it's using video as a sketchbook tool. And all of our ideas are kind of coming through in it. It's like really unconscious and unpremeditated. But funnily enough, it's almost like we're brainstorming a joint manifesto, because the things that we think coming out in it, and that I'm borrowing tropes, techniques, visuals from her, and she's borrowing kind of things from me. So it's like the conversation loops back on itself and then moves forward. So it's kind of really kind of cool. I'm really excited about it.
This is probably the bit where I should come in with some questions.
Yeah,
I can't think of any. I can. What I can see from here, I'll do a little bit of observational reportage here, is we're standing by the Tate Modern Art Gallery on the South Bank of Thames in London. And we picked this spot because it's quite quiet by a wall. I suggested that we'd probably get good acoustics here. But now wondering about our tactics, probably be a little bit more interesting with some background sound. But you might be able to hear just in the background there a little noise of sizzling. That's because there is a barbecue here about 20 yards from us, and the smell of sausages.